you look at the overall figure, I think that when it comes to the actual price at the end of the project, I think it would exceed that for sure. I suppose what we've seen now is that the budget at the moment is 5 million, and that the successful tender price for the job is 3.3 million. The up-to-date spend is just over 2.9 million. But I think there's a lot of consolidation work to be done still between the contractor and the local authority, Galway City Council, in relation to the final figures and what will be paid over. So I think that what you're going to see is you're going to see a different picture on the finances when it comes to the end of the project. Now, I've asked the project manager in Galway City Council that that we would like to see a full issued financial breakdown of the actual figures once the job is completed. I've been reassured that will happen. And I have to say that a bit, I suppose, underwhelmed what we received in the last few days. All city councils received this document, because I suppose I asked for this at the February meeting. It took nearly 2 months for it to be finished, and therefore it was only a one page document. So I thought it would get better, a better breakdown of the figures, but I suppose they've told me, due to sensitivity in regarding, you know, data protection, etc., that they couldn't do that. So basically, I think, as I say, that at the moment, as I said, it's over 2.9 million, but I think that what we will see will be a completely different figure when the job is completed.
And would it be fair to say as well that even if hypothetically this project was completed well under budget, you know, when it is wrapped up eventually, you would still argue that a lot of lessons need to be learned about this, and that it, you know, that it wasn't maybe done in the most efficient way possible?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the situation is that we're now seven months over the actual deadline. I suppose that has been a huge inconvenience, not only to residents in the Dooish-Garras Cam area, but also it's been an inconvenience to commuters using that junction on a daily basis. And I think something like this can't happen again. I think, as I said before, we need to have penalty clauses put in contracts going forward for any work like this. So therefore, that the contractors penalised if they don't come within the deadline. And I think that's really important. Now, I've asked also yesterday for clarification on the actual deadline, the current deadline. Now, the current deadline was supposed to be the 14th of April. It's safe to say that's not going to happen. It's going to go over again. And I've asked for clarification of an actual deadline date, that we know that when the contractor will be off-site and that the actual juncture will be fully functional.
Because having passed through that quite a lot, I mean, the works have come on a long way in the last couple of weeks in particular. But yeah, as you said, it still looks a long way from completion.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the ASB now are about to turn on the lights, the traffic lights there. So that's going to happen, I believe, in the next couple of weeks. Then I believe that, you know, to complete the actual other structural work there, and also then the last piece of the project will be the landscaping. So I'm hoping that it'll be finished sometime by May. I think that it has to be finished now. As I say, it's gone over 7 months over the deadline. And I think people now, I just want to see the end of this project.